fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno is elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised Racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
I am sorry. Are you okay?
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every
day. TheBoxingBoys.com.
You walk away with a silver medal, which is an incredible accomplishment. Can you take any pride in that?
No. I don't like to lose.
Now it's like I know your feeling. I don't want to ever go through. He was talking about you crying and blah, blah, blah. Like, go watch Floyd. Floyd was crying after he lost his leg. I don't ever want to feel that again. I don't want to ever lose. Like, I'm not cool with losing.
This is a TKO victory for Shakur Stevenson.
He's tough. He don't take no for an answer. So I got to beat it out of him.
Shakur, of course he the truth.
Teofimo not messing with him. I don't think Tank messing with him. Gary Russell Jr. ain't messing with him.
Hey. Me right now, if you ask me, would I beat Floyd Mayweather back in the day, I'm going to say yes. And truthfully, really believe that.
I know my body. Yeah, I know Shakur's body. Shakur know my body. Do I step to you when we fight, yes or no?
No.
Do we step to each other, yes
no.
or
no? No.
The southpaw version of Floyd Mayweather.
Well, Oscar can't keep ducking. It's time for him to fight. It's me versus Oscar Valdez. There's nothing else to look forward to.
Canelo can't get in the ring fight for him. And even if he could, I feel like if me and Canelo's at the same weight, I feel like I'll beat him.
SDS Promotions.
I'm one of the best fighters in boxing.
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs, joined alongside Two-Tone, the superstar. Don't forget to say the superstar. We're here to discuss some breaking news. Looks like Shakur Stevenson is not going to be facing Joe Cordina in Riyadh season. And due to a hand injury that he suffered in training camp, he's out of a multi-million dollar payday that we had been talking about for some time. Very unfortunate news for Shakur Stevenson. This pushes him back, and it could potentially push back the William Cepeda fight as well, because we don't know how he's going to heal and will he heal quick enough. But I think there's already a rescheduling of this fight. But Two-Tone, the superstar, what it do?
Yeah, what it do, man. Tough situation. Nasty Zepeda, run for the hills, run to Javante Tank Davis. Leave that musty energy alone.
Musty energy.
Curse.
Yeah, unfortunate situation, man. You know.
Yeah, very unfortunate. I don't know. I'm kind of happy. Nobody okay. wanted to see Shakur versus Joe Cordina. Nobody's mama, no boxing pundit, No writer, nobody from 1930. Nobody wanted to see it at all.
No, this is so true. This is true.
It's not like, oh, my God, we just lost Floyd and Pac.
But it does make the pay-per-view even less worthy now.
That got to be free.
I mean, it's even less, like, you know, it's not worth your time at this point. I mean, I would assume.
Shakur, who's the main now? Who's the main on that portion?
Bivol. And that's already free.
So they about to move Bivol to the actual pay-per-view.
No, Bivol Better Beef was already the main event. They were already free.
That's no, but saying. who's the main on the pay-per-view now?
Well, I don't know. Shakur was that guy. I don't know who's that guy now.
Oh, damn.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Make it free. They got to make it free, man. Is this do you think this is like a real injury, or is it the Jermell Charlo hand injury?
I ain't gonna lie, man. I'm like you. I considered, was this backlash, you know, him not taking a backlash of choosing this type of opponent off a loss? Well, and I mean, we already know signs of that, right? There was a scheduled LA press conference. He canceled it. He said it's not worth his time because he's the undercard. Maybe he didn't like it, which would be crazy to me. I'm gonna hope that the injury is real, because I'm gonna hope that, you know, you're not getting upset that you can't get the right fight, even though they're giving you the right amount of money, right? Because he's obviously getting paid a lot, or was going to get paid. You know, you got to get in the ring to fight to get that check. And now with this injury, that is not going to be the case, which, again, is unfortunate, because there was heavy rumors that this was easily a $3 to $5 million purse. But outside of that, we are going to be watching the live fight with Lester Martinez from Guatemala taking on Joshan James, excuse me, in a 10-round super middleweight affair on Wednesday Night Fights live on ProBox. So if you want to join us, feel free. You know, we're going to be here rocking out, checking out those live fights and calling the action as it comes. In the meantime, we're just talking Shakur Stevenson and his hand injury, which has forced him out of the fight with Joe Cordina. We'll go ahead and screen share that official information from the Riyadh Season and Matchroom themselves. And here is that info. And this is coming from Matchroom's official Twitter, as you can see. It says, update, Shakur Stevenson, Cordina, get well at Shakur. And it goes on to say, due to the hand injury sustained by Shakur Stevenson, he is unable to compete against Joe Cordina on the Bivol Better Beef undercard at the upcoming Riyadh Season event on October 12th in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. The WBC lightweight champion has undergone immediate surgery after a successful period of recovery. Stevenson is set to return in the ring early 2025. So does he go straight into the Cepeda fight, or is he going to want to test it out? Because, you know, look, you're taking a challenge with Cepeda, a guy that throws a lot of punches. He's obviously a puncher and an active puncher. Do you go into it with a hand injury? You know, do you go into it with a hand injury?
We all know the play here. I'm going to say it first before anybody else see it. Look for Shakur Stevenson to be fighting Frank the Ghost Martin early 2025 to fight a former opponent of Gervonta Tank Davis.
I don't think so, man.
Eddie Hearn.
I don't think so. I mean, just think about it. Right now, the PBC actually got dates. Are they going to give out fighters? They need their fighters now that they got dates.
But I think Eddie Hearn, Leonard Ellerby, they had that little powwow up there down there in Las Vegas where you at. I think this was one of those injuries to set up a Frank fight so they can go ahead and boost Shakur's profile. It only makes sense. Former opponent of Tank, keep building his profile. Leonard was probably like, yo, y'all need to fight Frank Martin. Get out that fight, bro. Get up out that fight. That's what I think.
Well, phone lines are open. ProBox just turned on like a, you know, old faithful car on a cold winter day. So they're warming up the engines over there, and we're going to be getting the first fight. I want to go out to Abraham. Abraham, are the phone lines working or what? It looks like Blog Talk has not been working, brother. Are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, we hear you. We hear you, brother. You made it.
Yeah,
you made it.
It has, bro. Like, for the last couple of days, it's been messing
yeah,
up
man.
Real bad.
I know. I don't know. You know, that's out of my control. I just do my best.
Nah, you know, I really don't want – I really – you know, I know the calls about Shakur Stevenson, but there's another fighter that had the same problem where he had to have surgery on his hand because everybody thought, oh, he can't hit that hard. But he was hitting people so hard, he had to have surgery on his hand. Floyd Mayweather. Now, here's the other thing. I believe that's why Shakur Stevenson hurt his hand, because he's hitting too hard, trying to prepare himself for a fight, and he's injuring himself. This is why I told you, bro. Fighters, when they get in that ring on fight night, it's all going to be about, are you injured or are you 100%? And this is why you see fighters where you're like, why is he doing that? Normally he does this. Normally he does that. Because he's fucked up and he knows it. So he's trying not to use a certain hand because he knows it's damaged. You know, Floyd Mayweather had to do that all the time. Now, I'm hoping that when Canelo Alvarez fights Belanga, he's not cheating. Because now, Ness, do you remember this? When Floyd Mayweather, has he ever got popped dirty?
No.
Okay. Do you remember when it came out that Floyd Mayweather was doing a vampire drip? Do you know what that is?
No.
Okay, that's my point. Look it up, and you'll see, if you go back and look it up, Floyd Mayweather got caught doing a vampire drip. You know, I'm hoping that Canelo ain't doing some shit, because if you understand something, Canelo learned from Mayweather. After he fought Mayweather and all that shit, he learned, okay, I'm going to move like this. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, because that's how I got beat by Floyd Mayweather. So Canelo took a lot of tools from Floyd Mayweather. Look it up, and you'll see. Mayweather got caught doing a vampire grip. If you don't know what that is, look it up. Man, let me say something. Man, where are you from, Ness?
Originally Jersey.
Bro, shout out to anybody from the Bronx, New York, New Jersey. Y'all are some real ones. I've never met one person from either Yonkers, the Bronx, New Jersey, or New York that wasn't some real individuals. Y'all are some real ones. I love y'all. Y'all are some real nice niggas, bro. So shout out to all of y'all. All of you. I just got to put that out there, bro. Y'all some real ones.
Appreciate you, man.
But other than that, no, y'all are, bro. I'm telling you, I haven't met not one person from any of those locations that was on some bullshit. Y'all all real. Every single last one of y'all. Shout out to everybody. Like I said, from all those locations. Y'all all real. Anyway, that's my call. Shout out to the Boston Boys. Shout out to y'all.
You made me feel like it's your time.
He's here.
Hey, shout out to you too, Two-Tone. Y'all have a great day.
Appreciate you.
All right. Later.
All right. Looks like they have now started the telecast. We got Paulie Malignaggi and Chris Algieri. I have not learned the new guy's name. They took off Goldberg. But we are going to be watching. Yeah, we are going to be watching the Lester Martinez versus Joshon James main event, as well as the card. And we are taking calls for anybody that wants to call in and talk about Shakur Stevenson's hand injury and the fact that he's no longer facing Joe Cordina on Riyadh season. We're going out to the first Super Chat of the day. Galaxy Studios, $2. Turkey and Dana and UFC trying to sabotage Nello. Hashtag hate. Yeah, I don't know how well that's working out for them, but we got David Sazakis. Welcome to the prospect level. And we have Leonard Sterling, 2-pounder. Lester not fighting. Health problems. Oh, man, I'm about to be out. This is a joke.
Yeah, that's what I said in the pre-pro.
Ah, man. So Vladimir gets upgraded? Lord.
Is he the co-main?
Man. I'm about to be out. Big C, $2. Ha. Been a while. Where's Ringwalk? Danny. Ringwalk Danny is now full-time with Alicia Bumgardner, man. Catch him in Atlanta. He's going to be in her corner and assisting her. So, yeah.
Damn, in the corner?
Yeah, man. Danny moving on up in his world. Dang. James, what up?
Yo, Ness, two-tone, you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It sound like y'all ready to go to them outros, man, because the fight ain't happening.
I didn't know it wasn't happening, bro. I didn't know it wasn't happening. This is a waste of my time. I ain't gonna front.
Ness ready for man, road just trip. Some...
Yo, yeah, man. Just find something on Netflix, man. Like, yo, lately I've been going back watching some old shows, man. Like, I just hopped on two before change, man. I've been binge watching New York Undercover, and I'm like, man, this was a fucking great show, and I'm surprised that show ain't lasted the test of time, man. Like the other shows that Dick Wolf created, like Law and Order and Chicago PD and such. But nah, the Shakur shit, man, it is what it is. I can already guarantee that some people gonna call in and say, yeah, he avoided the fight. Yeah, he wasn't a fan of being a co-main, so he decided to get a hand surgery. Shakur, he deserves being a better fight. But I don't think there's no fighter that'll turn down his highest payday of date. You know what I'm saying? To pursue an injury, I mean, to get surgery, unless it was real. So Shakur, shout out to you for actually putting yourself first, man, with your health. Other than that, I think when Shakur bounces back, you know, he doesn't need to fight Cordina, man. He's good enough that he can go straight into his Zepeda fight, which hopefully that's what Eddie Hearn has actually planned for him, and just find maybe another opponent for Joe Cordina or whatnot, so they could just have it on the Riyadh season. Other than that, man, shout out to you guys as always. I'll see you in a couple of days, man. And everybody, man, just, you know, protect your mental health and stay healthy as always. Shout out to you and shout out to the community. I'll catch you later.
All right. Nike Hendricks, what up? They wildin', man. They should have announced that. When did they announce that? Did they at least put it on their own page? Shit's wild.
Yeah, it's on X.
Well, shouts out to the boxing voice, man. So, was Shakur supposed to fight Cordina at like 30 before or no?
Yeah, when they was both at 30, they tried to make that fight. It didn't happen.
Oh, man, yeah, man. Fuck the bullshit, man. He ducking. And motherfuckers better call it what it is. They on some bullshit. They try to say... Like, the last caller was like, he better been being sarcastic, saying Shakur putting his health first. The motherfucker was hurt when he fought De Los Santos, wasn't he? Then he say, watch this. I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to show y'all how to get a win, and this and that, and the third. He said that shit against De Los Santos, and he was hurt against De Los Santos in the ring. Now, against Cordina, you need surgery? Yeah, man, that's some bullshit. Cause I was like, that name sound familiar. Wasn't he supposed to fight him before or something?
I mean, it ain't like this fight was anything great, so.
I mean, I know that, Ness. I understand that. I get that, too. I'm on that side, too. It wasn't nothing great or nothing, but it's somebody Shakur know about, you know? I mean, the boxing world know and Shakur know that, hey, man, this is a fight that's supposed to happen at 30, or it's going to happen at 35, Because when they supposed to unify it,
yep, you ain't lying.
Come on, Ness. Come on.
But what you trying to say, that he don't want to make the fight?
Yeah, he don't. Like, he's supposed to unify.
Yeah, but this guy just got knocked out his last fight, so I don't think Shakur was scared.
It's fine, though, man. Hey, he got knocked out his last fight, but that fighter wasn't Shakur. Everybody can't fight. Everybody the same. Somebody going to take a loss in they day one time in fight. Shit, my favorite fighter took a loss, even though he got his old back because, you know, Ryan cheated. But, hey, he was getting his ass cracked with that left hook. He took that loss. So, shit, man, it is what it is, man. Shakur, he's scared. That's in my book. Your ass had a chance at undisputed at 35. You had a chance to unify at 30. Like, come on, man. He ain't unified till he fought what? Harry, right?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Ness, you got to put them pieces together, man. Hey, 1 + 1 = 2 around the world, no matter what language it's in. But that's my call, man.
All right. All right. All right.
So I see the new lay of the land is because your favorite fighter took a loss. You want somebody else's favorite fighter to take a loss. And that's the problem with boxing. You're ruling and using your heart. Stop choosing with your heart. I don't even know how to take this information. And who am I? I'm King Amin of Essex. I don't know how to take this information because Shakur gets hurt and now people calling it a duck. This is what we doing out here? Crazy, man. Crazy. Crazy.
Not a duck.
I don't look at it like a duck. I just look at it like a blessing in disguise. We didn't really care about this fight, so I think they you know, we got lucky here.
Definitely, and you know, not to be a sensationalist, but it made me think of Floyd, you know? We think of fighters and we're like, yo, what happened with Floyd? At a certain point, it was the hand injury. So is this the reported hand injury? Is this something that goes back to the Artem fight that we could even be raising?
He's been having reports of alleged hand injury or making, you know, reports himself, right? Like when the De Los Santos fight happened, he said he had an injury. Then the Artem fight happened, he said he had an injury. And now this is just all consistent. It's another injury and it's still hands. So it could be the same thing. And he just decided, you know what, this fight ain't worth it. Let me just get the surgery. What I don't get is this was supposed to be a career high payday. Why not make this fight happen when you're going to lose out on that big ass check?
Because maybe at this point the injury was that serious. And this is why I'm glad that, you know, at least you, I'm sure my man Tone has a very, very interesting perspective on this. But I'm glad that you guys are seeing it in a way that, yo, it's a blessing. Things happen, and this may have been a blessing in disguise. I don't want anybody to think this is some nefarious, just because we ain't seen Al Haymon in the month of Sundays, right? Everything is supposed to be mysterious. So now this is some sort of mysterious. No, like you pointed out, Ness, I think this is consistent with the injury that Shakur has been complaining about. And like I said, it's reminiscent of Floyd in the way that this is going to force Shakur, I think, to adjust his style in the ring. So I'm curious to see, you know, if we'll actually hear any of the details about the injury, and you know, see how he rebounds from it, you know.
I'll say this. We certainly as Americans are not buying that pay-per-view now. We're gonna tune in to ESPN for our free fight and keep it pushing. Like, who's on the undercard? You know, he was part of the pay-per-view undercard, and he was the pay-per-view main event. I'm trying to tell you, they fucking up.
Willie Hutchinson still on there?
Versus Buatsi that no one knows, bro.
Okay. All right. Just asking for a friend.
I mean, damn, you think they're going to make that a U.S. pay-per-view, Buatsi and Willie Hutchinson?
No. And that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I'm just asking because I'm like, damn, Willie Hutchinson, and to your point, Buatsi, it's not – and again, Willie Hutchinson, he may have been the name in the U.K., but we made him over here stateside, and even that is not enough.
Nah, for sure. Even his name wasn't in our community. In our community, his name buzzing because we – you know, I counted him out, and he proved me wrong. So it is what it is.
Ness, you don't watch basketball, but back in the day, before the 1998 Dream Chicago Bulls season, Scottie Pippen wasn't getting his bag. So he decided to take the summer off and get a surgery on his, I think it was on his knee, and Michael Jordan was absolutely livid. This is the same thing with Shakur Stevenson. Leonard Ellerbe, Eddie Hearn had that talk in Vegas. Yo, your man need to get his profile up. Eddie Hearn was like, yo, Shakur, your hand hurting? Go and get that surgery. We going to run Frank Martin 2025, common opponent in the tank. Build your profile up, bro.
I can't see that. I mean, with the announcement of the PBC dates, I don't see them giving Shakur a name to build his name.
I don't know about the name, but I like Tone's theory. I don't know Tone. So see, Tone is the man out in Plug City. You know, Matchroom, they've been had something set up out there for a little while now. So don't be surprised if Tone, you know what I'm saying, call him Tone Hearn, all right? I like the way that plays out. Maybe not Frank Martin, but a name to say, yeah, listen, we're retooling. I know y'all didn't like the Cordina thing. I know y'all heard about his hand. And yes, he's been delayed, but we're bringing back against, drum roll, please. And I'm going to let the callers fill in the blank. Mm.
Speaking of James Benitez.
Hey, Tone, you're a funny guy, man. You think Frank Martin really has the confidence and the audacity to actually step in foot in the ring with Shakur Stevenson? Is that what you really believe with the bottom of your heart?
Absolutely. This man got knocked out by Tank. Getting beat by Shakur ain't too bad.
Bruh, if Artem ain't take a fucking knee, man, that shit was over with, man. We would have been having Tank and Artem. We would have never had Tank and Frank. We all watched that shit. You know, he won that fight on the skin of his teeth, man. Are you telling me he gonna fuck with a fighter like Shakur? Like, come on, man. Stop the bullshit, man. Look, and then Nike, man, you from the other side, man. You know, I got much respect for because you're from Georgia, but if you're from the other side, man. But look, Shakur ain't out here playing victim, man. Real shit. Shakur, if his injury was that bad, like, you said the point yourself, Ness, and I mean. Like, why would he give up his career-high payday and everything like that when he about to get that kind of back for this easy-ass fight? Like, Joe Cordina is not no Jermell Herron or no Oscar Valdez. Nowhere near of a threat of either one of those two. This is going to be a real walk in the park. And, yes, Turkey Ali Sheikh, this can't be a pay-per-view in the U.S. Because if you're still a pay-per-view in the U.S., man, I'm going to be champion that we should be watching UFC that night like you're trying to do for the big event for Canelo and Berlanga this upcoming weekend. So you need to stop the bullshit with that. That needs to be on free ESPN all the way through. Other than that, shit, Frank Martin, ain't he returning back at 140? And how the PBC move, wouldn't he be in line for a title shot? So I'm almost doubting the fact that Ryo may even get the Tank fight in the future. I can almost see Tank. I can almost see Frank Martin first fight at 140. He fighting against Ryo for the 140 title. That's just my personal opinion right there. Anyways, man, shout out to you and shout out to the community as always. I'll catch y'all later.
All right, JB.
We got Cliff in Connecticut. Bro, how they gonna cancel the main event and still promoting it, man? I'm so sick right now. This is crazy.
Damn, Ness. You ain't give us a you ain't give us a betting show for you. You should help me make some money, man.
Bro, they canceled the main event, Holmes.
I mean, you are a hardcore. You know what I mean? You know everybody on the card. Nah, I don't really know that, but I'm just saying. If I could make a dollar, I'm always down to make a dollar. But, yo, King, don't let them fool you. I don't know when you tuned in. I don't know when you tuned in, King, but they was calling Shakur a duck in their own way. Not because he was scared. But they said they think the injury was fake, yada, yada, yada.
Oh, Cliff, they tucking their chains on me?
They lying. Oh. They taking their chains, Debo. They said that, yo, they said, I'm a snitching. They said, yo, the injury is a facade, that Shakur don't want his money. They didn't say he is scared. They had their own reason, so don't let them know. Don't let them fool you. And I don't know how they could say that, but Ness just said.
Who said that? Like, who said? You
went two-tone, didn't say that in the monologue, that he was faking the injury. Potentially, y'all was questioning if it was real. Y'all didn't say that? Come on, Ness.
No, bro. I was hating. Ness wasn't hating. Well,
how the hell did I say that when I said it don't make no sense because it's his career-high payday? How you gonna fake an injury?
You did say that too, but you cut me off before I could finish. But you went to you didn't question it, Ness. You didn't say it was questionable because I'll run this shit back and send it to your DM, bro.
Bro,
you was questioning.
I said it's on, whatever man, I said. All I know is that I topped it with saying it's hard for it not to be true because of the amount of money that he's being offered. He was offered a career high payday for this.
Yeah. You straddled the fence.
You was a hater.
I'm a realist.
A hater. You want me to be on one side. That's what it is.
Ness, I only got 3 minutes, man. I don't care what side you want. I'm just calling a spade, trying to tell I mean what he missed. I don't even know how you could even question it when you know the history. He said that you understand that.
I'm the one laid out the history. I'm the one gave the three fights where he said it. This dude is crazy, bro.
That's my
you hear whatever you want to hear.
Get the fuck out of here. Everyone is.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo, look, Two Tone just be hating sometimes, but all I'm saying is y'all know it's his biggest payday. Y'all know the history. Why would y'all dare put that on that man that he might not want to fight? And I'm only thing I'm giving you is y'all didn't say it's because he was scared. Because when the other guy called in and so was like, he's scared, y'all shut that down. Like, oh, Ness shut that down. Like, he ain't scared. It's only Cordina. He got knocked out. I give you that much. But y'all niggas was definitely like, questioning, and I don't know why you would. His hand's been hurt, and he's been talking about changing gloves, all types of shit, because he's been struggling with this problem. Hey, yo, King got me, and I appreciate you for keeping it 100.
No doubt, Cliff. Nah, listen, people may think I have, you know, a skewed opinions on Shakur. This is the bricks. We rough. So if I say something, I'm just saying it straight. By no means do I want any Shakur Stevenson slander. I don't care who changed their picture in their profile. You heard? Like, I don't care who did that. You know what I'm saying? I'm standing tall for Shakur because he still has a lot of credibility, you know, right now as far as, you know, what we need to see happen. His slate is still clean. So for anybody to slander him, I just think that's a little bit haste. You know, let him operate and let's see what he does in his first fight post Top Rank. We cannot slander him on his way to the first fight post Top Rank.
I mean, that first fight just got canceled. That shit is over, man.
Yeah, but so we give him a duel. That's why Pencil's got erasers, right?
I guess. Come on. Mr. PBC.
Oh, you ain't coming back to Jersey then, Ness. That's what you telling me. Maybe Cliff is right.
What?
You don't plan on coming back to Jersey, so you got a shovel and some dirt and you're kicking the shit.
What did I say, bro?
Y'all said you unblocked, bro.
Nelly.
Nah, man. Fuck all that. Let's get the slander out here. So, you missed the Nike deal to then eventually sit in the hospital.
What?
Ain't that right, Ness? Because remember back in the day when we was talking about Nike deals and he got the call, but then he called back. He could have just took the tank fight if he's going to sit out for this fight.
Yeah, right? I mean, maybe that's what happened. Maybe that's what happened.
Eddie
had a conversation with Ellaby yesterday. Maybe he went back home with some good news.
He's in the hospital. Look, man, my favorite song of Ludacris is Move, Bitch, Get Out the Way. I think he needs to get out the way. He's definitely in the way with the unification, Bivol, Better Beef. Ness, you know, you're a little grimy for saying Boaxi is not known and Willie Hutchinson is, but I can kind of see how you would say that because he's been on TV more.
No, I said Willie Hutchinson is more known to our community because, you know, we was counting him out and he beat Craig Richards, but Boaxi, yeah. You know Boaxi's like, you know, he's spoiled milk, bro. He's been on the shelf for how long?
Man, I mean, him and Yard, I mean.
Nah, Yard ain't nothing like him.
Yard and what?
Yard is nothing like him.
Yeah.
Yard, well, I think Yard fought.
Yard's last fought. Fight was like a top 50 in 175, right?
I don't know, but Yard has fought people. Like, Boaxi hasn't stepped up to a name yet.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Tony Yoka.
But but I think that Shakur definitely, if he's stepping out of the fight, it's for a good reason, obviously. He knows he's not pay-per-view worthy yet. $20 is not enough. I mean, it's not. It's too much. You know, some of the Shakur fans believe he destroys more people than Tank. I've heard he destroyed De Los Santos. A couple of Shakur fans. I mean, I think it's a little bit too much when you say he destroys people. I mean, maybe he went 12 rounds and dominated all 12 rounds untouched, but it was more like a scary movie, like with Jason and stuff. You know, he's running, making sure he gets out the buildings, but he made it to the credit. But that's it. That's my call.
Hey, you know what? Brandy was in a couple Scream, in the Scream as a franchise. No, was it? How did I do last summer? One of those shit. Listen, when the black man make it to the end of the scary movie, that's a win of itself. So I don't like your analogy. Shakur still gets the win.
Do that,
but let me ask you this real quick.
Shakur is a boxer.
Do you like Shakur coming off of the surgery and going back into a fight with Dos Santos to kind of clarify how that fight went down?
He should. I mean, if you're going to be the next Floyd, if Devin Haney's out here are going to be the next Floyd, they need to run it back because that's what he did.
Facts.
That's my call.
All right, Tyron.
You may feel like it's your time.
Bro, I'm so disappointed they canceled this main event. What up?
Yo, it's good, Ness. It's good, too, Tone. King, I mean.
Chilling.
Shouts out, TBV. Hope everyone blessed tuning in. Yeah, man, unfortunate news, right? Such that happens to Shakur. I don't believe it's not a duck. It's just unfortunate. This is why certain fights that can be made at times, it can be made, needs to be made and not marinated, right? This isn't a blessing in disguise either. It sucks, right? Floyd had hand problems, and you saw how he had to adapt to that, right? And it sucks for Shakur because, again, now puts Shakur kind of delayed. Now he's talking about coming back in 2025. Knock on wood. Hopefully nothing, you know, drastically happens. But when you look at a chance of him taking a Haney fight, him pursuing a Tank fight, or whatever the fights that he had at the table he could have took, he didn't. And now when you see this happen, it kind of sucks, right? Because he's young. He's a great boxer. And one of the things that you don't want to happen in boxing is your hands. Look at Floyd. Floyd is a prime example. And it's just unfortunate, man. I just hope that, you know, it's none too serious, that he can come back and get treatment on them hands. But again, man, you see Canelo had the hand injury, Floyd injury. So it's definitely unfortunate, man. I won't call it a duck. I won't call it a play just to get out the, you know, a huge purse. Maybe it's something that's really, really going on. But again, man, it sucks. And it's why, if fighters available that can fight, let's fight. Let's not marinate it. Because you look at Matias, he lost. You look at the 140 division, how hot it was. We're like, oh, we're going to get Tio and Haney. Oh, we're going to get Shakur and Haney and all these fights, and it don't happen. And now when you're looking down the line, it's like, damn, will these guys ever fight each other? Maybe in a higher weight, but knock on wood, given nothing happened. So it just sucks, man. You know, it sucks. But want to touch on a press conference earlier, man. Shouts out to Eddie Hearn. He's the best front-face promoter we have. The way that he's been selling Berlanga, he sold Berlanga to the public. He's definitely one of the guys that you want to have face front, promoting you. And another thing, if you guys noticed during the press conference how Berlanga energy changed from the L.A. to this one and how hard he was chewing the gum, and have you seen how much he was drinking the water? Like, I was peeping how he was kind of like seeing if his dad had water, and his dad kind of like snuck and was pouring some water underneath the table. Did you guys see that? And what do you guys make of it? But that's all I just
nah,
had.
I ain't see it, but up. I mean, you know, he probably was just thirsty, and you know, he ain't have no water. I mean, look, all that matters is time.
Right. That's why I just want to see if you guys caught that, because I'm like, man, he was drinking like hella water, and it kind of like the energy kind of changed a little bit. But like you said, we'll see Friday. But that's all I had, man. Shouts out TBV. Appreciate y'all, man. Salute.
All right. We got We Be Hooping.
Yo.
Yo.
Hey, man, you know what it is, you know, calling in about Shakur, you know. Whatever the hand injury is, you know, it's unfortunate, but, you know, bigger and better things, you know. Maybe this was a blessing in disguise, you know. Getting surgery on the hand, making sure that I get fixed up. Me, I was okay with the Cordina fight. Was it the first fight on my list? No, but one of my favorite fighters staying active. I'm okay with that. But everyone trying to, you know, rag on him, say, you know, he a duck or he running from Cordina, which is crazy. Like, Shakur gonna be just fine. I mean, like the caller said before, hand injuries are kind of trash. But, you know, I think Shakur's skills, as long as, you know, bearing injury, he's still one of arguably the top guy at 135, you know. And I think he's going to be all right. I still think there's big fights ahead. I don't think this hurts him as far as, like, you know, puts him in a bad position. I think the only thing that could come from this is, you know, you getting healed and probably a better fight down the line next year. So, like, Tank is still there. Zepeda's still there. All these guys are still there. So, I'm not really too worried. Obviously, the injury, you know, you want him to be good, but all this ducking stuff, all this outside noise, it's just noise, you know. We still supporting the Shakur. But now you're off the card. I'm probably not going to pay $20 for this. Fabio Worley and Frazier Clark. I enjoyed the first fight, but if that's the main event of an undercard for a pay-per-view, that's not even the fight that's pay-per-view. I mean, yeah, I'm cool off of this. I was going to do it just to support Shakur. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, if it was a Shakur card and that was the undercard for Shakur's pay-per-view, I'd be cool with it. But right now, it's not it. But hopefully Turkey, praying that his AJ card don't get destroyed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, buddy.
Those $20 cards, man. Those $20 cards, man, they got to do better. And then they're offering us the free fights and not making us pay for the free fights, but, you know, making it, I don't know. Turkey got to, you know, he got to listen. He got to get some new, you know, opinions in his circle. They guiding him to the wrong direction. You know. Wow. I like Turkey, but, like, He needs some people that's really in the streets. He really got his ear tapped into the streets.
You may feel like it's your time.
I'm with you on that,
but
man,
it's not your time.
We got $20 just ghetto.
We got bands. They ain't ghetto. He just ain't making them worth our while. Like, motherfuckers don't care about that shit.
They breaking down.
Them bags are stiff, as we used to say back in the day. Stiff ass bags.
Yo. All right, man. So Shakur can't fight because he hurt his arm, right? But last time I checked, he can win a fight just by using his feet. So, let me stop.
But you don't want him to fight like that again.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trolling, man. I'm trolling. You know, I'm a Tank from that. I ain't gonna talk about Tank. But look. I wish him the best. I hope he come back. But I was just having this thought. I'm like, yo, when Buddy do come back, he should not go to Cordina, like, for that first two-fight deal. He should just fuck around and just jump to Williams Zepeda. And then I say go to Devin Haney, man, because out of him and Devin Haney, the winner, that makes for a big-ass fight against Tank Davis. And if Devin win that fight, everything's going to be a race, which I think I would pick Devin in that fight, honestly. But I think everything will be a race with the Ryan Garcia, even though he got cheated, yeah. But, yeah, I feel like whoever wins that fight, because you got the matchroom connection, it's just going to be it's gonna make for a big-ass fight with Javonte Davis.
in regards to just the Turkey Alley Sheik shit that I just been hearing, I don't understand why people don't think that Bivol and Beterbiev fight is good. Like, I remember watching Bivol beat the shit out of Canelo live with all them jabs and just throwing the punches. But I watched Beterbiev and I'm like, oh shit, this man is a beast. He gonna come at you. It's gonna be a fight. Like, so just for that fight itself, I will pay for that damn fight. Like, I pay for most of the fights. If I don't,
that fight is free though. That fight is free.
Oh shit, it's free. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, that fight is free.
Say less. Well, you know, I'm a casual and I get all my information from you guys for the most part, different other platforms, but hey man, I appreciate everything y'all do for the Boxing Voice, man, for the community. I will be joining, getting the subscription soon. Because I love this shit, man. I ain't gonna lie, I've been getting my nephew, he's 4 years old, into boxing. So I'm gonna teach him, and he, what you call that shit? Southpaw. And he's Southpaw. He do really ambidextrous. So, hey, man, keep up the good work. I wish you the best. And yeah, I can't wait for that Bivol and Beterbiev fight because I really think it'll be a knockout. But I just don't see how Bivol gonna get his ass knocked out. So I'm like, damn, like, that's a real big spectacle behind that fight. Like, you just don't never, you never know how this shit gonna turn out. But I'm gonna call it a knockout, maybe like the 10th.
All right, champ. We got a fat $10 super chat. Pretty Teddy $10. Good old Shakur Brittle Hands like Twitterson.
But it's not your time.
We never gonna get these fights. And if you think Shakur can beat Tank, I need some of that poop emoji you smoking. Three thumbs down emojis. We got the truth. Teller, welcome to the prospect level. James Benitez, Kurhan been hurting since he stopped Shoshino. Back with another tweet says, Bivol better be fight party, event, or family. That's certainly not a fight party. Mr. PBC, counterpunch, Anthony Four, Edwards, $2. The grand arrivals have begun. Who's here next? And he's talking about getting to Wisconsin. He has arrived. So who is there? We got Mr. PBC.
Yo, 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 it's good.
Yo.
Yeah, man. I'm just glad he's off this card. You know, I'm glad he's in the hospital getting his hands fixed. I heard someone said that Turkey got his ears to the street.
No, he needs to get his ears to the street, they said.
Oh, yeah, they need to get out the fan, man, and get into the street. $20. You know, if they were airing it at a local 7-Eleven or, you know, and a certain art network, cartoon network or something, it would be cool. But, you know, when we want to see big fights, we know what it is. It's not Shakur versus Cordina. It's obviously Bivol versus Beterbiev, the best fight this year. You can't name a better fight this year than this. I mean, what are you going to say, AJ, Daniel Dubois?
Nah.
No, who's the better fight this year?
Anybody Tank fighting.
Okay.
But yeah, man, I'm joking.
Tank is obviously the prize. And I think, you know, Shakur needs to double back on his little 2-5 plan and start fucking with somebody like PBC because they're obviously doing it out here. They're putting the bread to the table and putting all the sandwich together and putting another piece of bread on top. I think that's what Turkey Alashik is missing. He's trying to change the prices. This isn't gas prices. This is boxing prices. I don't think you can just flip the script, charge 80, and then charge 20, and then go back to 80. You got to keep it as pretty close price, or people are going to be confused what $20 really worth is. The zone is like $30, right, a month. So you're paying 30 plus the 20 every other month?
Yep.
But that's my call.
All right. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. It's going to help with the visibility of the show. We are watching the Pro Box card, whatever it is on. My man looked like a young version of Barrios with the short braids. I don't know if y'all catching that. Huh? Mm.
Breaking news. Turkey Alashik has unfollowed everybody on X, formerly known as Twitter, fresh off of being violated by Al Heyman affiliate Tom Brown earlier today.
Oh, man, he unfollowed everybody.
He unfollowed me. That's nasty.
That's crazy. What you do?
I haven't done nothing to Turkey Alex.
What you do, 50 Cent boy?
What I do? Like it's your turn.
That's crazy, man. It be like that, bro. You know, hopefully he bounce back. We got my G-Man on a check-in.
Ness.
Yo.
How do I sound? I'm walking off this Chivo and Moro Negro.
You straight. Outside.
All right, so it's a shame, bro. I love this show so much, but I hate these casuals. So now nobody's going to pay $20 to watch the Bivol Better Be fight. That's insane.
We don't have to, bro. It's free. That fight comes with your ESPN. It's the Shakur fight that you always had to pay for. You didn't know that?
Yeah. No. I didn't know, man.
Yeah, that's how it is.
I didn't know. All right, so even better then. Even better. But bro, I was trying to call in this morning for the Berlanga show, Berlanga Canelo show, but got busy. So I'm just gonna say, I hear you, and I see that you're rooting for Berlanga, but bro, that's wishing on a star big time. I don't see that guy doing anything. I mean, he stands up straight at points, especially if you get on the inside on him. He's tailor-made for Canelo. He's tailor-made for Canelo to get the knockout. And yes, Canelo hasn't had a knockout in a while, but this is the reason why we're facing Berlanga. I hope I'm wrong, because like you, everybody in my house is rooting for Berlanga, but I just don't see how he does it. It's hard to even picture.
I mean, you know, you got to think that it's not going to be logical. It's the same Andy Ruiz and AJ fight. You know, you didn't give Andy a shot, you know, and I certainly did not. That's how it happens. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but if it's going to happen, it's going to be that way. It's going to be what we didn't expect. Can't be any other way.
Yeah. But other, I don't know. I mean, you're right. You're definitely right. But other callers have said it. You know, that's all the examples you've given have been in the heavyweight division where anything can happen. One punch does change a fight at any moment. Doesn't matter who you are. At 168, I just don't feel like that's the case.
Nah, for sure. But yo, he got to prove it.
Yep. But that's my call. Enjoy the rest of the fights. Y'all be easy.
All right.
No doubt.
Yeah, man. Look, it's an uphill battle for Berlanga. That's the obvious, bro. He's going up against Canelo, man. You know? But all I know is that I didn't give Andy a shot, bro. I didn't give Andy a shot. And he got a great point. You know, Andy was a heavyweight. And a lot of my examples have been that heavyweight power changing things. So Berlanga...
Yo,
you want to hope he punched like one of those guys.
Yo, and let me say this about Berlanga going into this week, because I'm not sure, you know, if I get a chance to say this again. Berlanga is a long shot, and I got a lot of respect for Berlanga. I'm just saying it is the easiest way to say he a New York dude. Like, he a New York dude. So I, you know, it's like rooting for the Giants or the Jets, although I'm not a fan of either. There's a little bit of me, you know, that always rooting for the dude that wears Tim's in the South. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, it's just, that's just us. So I get that mentality. I get that, yo, I don't give a fuck. I don't have to respect you. Like, I get all of that. I'm hoping that some part of that, you know, rooting for the underdog does translate, you know, but just... you know, it'll be a hell of a night. You know, the King of New York is always like a big deal in rap. Can you imagine if Berlanga wins this title, comes back to New York and calls himself and declares himself the King of New York? He is right on the levels of like a Hector Camacho. You know what I'm saying? Like, he instantly makes himself
a superstar. So this is
legend. If he wins, he's legend.
Legend, legend, instant legend.
Yeah, man. A lot on the table for the young man.
Instant. Did not like his energy today at the press conference. Showed Canelo way too much respect. I needed a push, a mush, or something.
I mean, then what you going to do at the face-off, at the weigh-in? You know, you got to say that. You got to say that.
Then the plexiglass comes in. He had to muck it up. You can't be pretty. Muck it up. He should have pushed Canelo in that beautiful tracksuit. Yeah. Muck it up, bro. What are you doing? It's nasty out here. You're fighting Canelo. Ain't no time for no respect, bro. Because Canelo looking at you like food right now.
Well, I think the respect looks bad because he came out with the disrespect first. Now you kind of reeling it in. And it's like, yo, man, you know, it's different if you go from the, I respect you. Then after a while, like, I don't got to respect you. Man, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of working backwards. But I'm not going to read too much into that, man. I'm going to let Berlanga, you know, because as much as that respect might show, that emotion that he get from his father and from his family, and just, you know, that's, you know, it's a great energy to have. You can't take it in the ring with you, but certainly you could take it within your heart in the moments to where you might be doubting yourself and you want to quit for you and the people that depend on you and you got in your mind, you know. So, you know, Berlanga, listen, it's a hell of a long shot, man, but hey, we'll see.
I got some callers. Big Gucci Nick.
Nick, what up?
What up, what up, man?
What up?
Shout out King Amin, the King of Essex. Shout out Two Tone, the superstar. Everybody hit that like, smash that subscribe, man. Yo, Ness.
Yo.
I got breaking news, man. I got the details, the report for Shakur's broken hand. I saw the pictures, the MRI. It was a left broken thumb from a tweeting rant, man. Broke his finger tweeting.
Damn.
I'm playing. But yo, look. Yo, I was going to ask you, was the Shakur fight the only difference that made that a pay-per-view? Like, otherwise it would have been free.
Nah. There's other fights on it, but I can't remember who. I don't know what made that shit pay-per-view, bro. You got to ask Turkey.
Oh, I thought the instant he got added, they made it a pay-per-view.
I didn't notice that.
Oh, I don't know either, but I'm just asking. Okay. Yeah, man, look. I think after the injury, which I was just playing, I don't know what the fuck happened to his hand. But look, he should come right back and rematch De Los Santos, man. Because look, he got to right that wrong, first of all. And if Boots could come back and have Chukwudazian too, bro, we could have De Los Santos too, man. And if there ain't no difference in that fight, if he don't let his shit go in that fight, bro, then he not like that, for real. But yeah, man, that's my take on that. I'm not home right now where I would be watching that Pro Box card, man. I'm just here at Domino's waiting for my pizza, listening to the show. But yeah, man. You said the main event's canceled.
That's what we're being told, brother.
Damn. So they gonna have everything except up until the main event.
I guess. Sucks.
Got you, man. Well, all right, man. I'll catch y'all later, man. I'm gonna keep listening. All
right, champ. Well, we got a couple super chats here I got to get to. Looks like we got Bordy, $5. Why we acting like Leonard and Eddie ain't talk about the tank fight? We know it's going to happen before the year over. Oh, that's what I'm saying. Maybe they told Shakur pull out to get that tank fight. Who knows? James Benitez, and maybe that's why Turkey unfollowed everybody, because he like, damn, even Eddie stabbed me in the back. And he know I had the Cordina fight made, and he pulled them off. You know what I'm saying? James Benitez, $2. Old Hillary or new Hillary? Certainly the new Hillary. You wildin'. Pristine Sports Network, $2. Ness hate on Shakur. I think his uncle took his girl. What the hell did I say? I guess I'm doing it subconsciously. I don't even know what I said.
Yeah, bro. You in the same phase as Drake and Kendrick. Anytime you say something, they attach it to Shakur hate, bro.
It's crazy. I ain't even know I said anything. But listen, I'm out. Ness GTO. Shout out to Pro Box, Wildin. We out, man. Shit over.
Peace. Nah, peace, peace. King of Main Event 6-1 on IG, King of Main Event 6-1 on Twitter, yeah, and man. Championship rounds, peace.
Ain't no main event. Like, what we supposed to do? They ain't even got no fill-in, bro. Shit.
Nah, we watching the fake Barrios.
Yeah, nah, he do look like a Barrios from a certain angle and shit. He more muscular, though, but all right, y'all.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.